This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 29th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Beneke will have a wrap-up of day three of the governor's impeachment trial. Today could produce a final vote. Senators will also hear from Blagojevich himself, who is making an appearance. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. After just 3 days of testimony, the prosecution has rested in the impeachment trial of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. David Ellis is scheduled to make it his closing arguments this morning. In a surprise development, Blagojevich is asked to make his closing statement. The governor boycotted the rest of the trial and presented no defense. The governor is accused of abusing his power. The charges include trying to auction off a Senate seat, defying legislative decisions, and evading state hiring laws. The witnesses called by Ellis include an FBI agent in the corruption probe of Blagojevich and the Illinois Auditor General, who discussed examples of mismanagement by the governor. Senators could vote on whether to remove Blagojevich this afternoon. With the governor entering what could be his final hours in office, some politicians are watching closely to see whether he attempts some last-minute mischief by spending state money, issuing executive orders, or granting pardons. Former Governor Jim Edgar says he would not be surprised by anything Blagojevich does. The Illinois Senate could vote as early as today on whether to remove the governor by impeachment. But until Blagojevich is removed, he retains all the powers of his office, and he has not been shy about wielding them, even after his December 9th arrest on federal corruption charges. Just weeks after the arrest, Blagojevich picked former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris for President Obama's former Senate seat, brazenly defying politicians in Illinois and Washington who warned that any such choice would be tainted. After impeachment prosecutors and the governor present their closing arguments, there will still be a lengthy process ahead before a vote is taken. Todd Fuhrer has that story.
Each senator will be given 5 minutes to discuss the case in the Senate chamber before a vote is held. That means deliberations could last nearly 5 hours. But Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio of Lamont says she doesn't think that will happen.
You know, I think we'll have some that will claim their full five, we'll have some that won't need to say anything, and then we'll have some that will be somewhere in between.
After deliberations, senators will vote on whether to remove the governor from office, and if they do, they might also vote to bar him from holding elected office in Illinois in the future. But Democratic Senator Mike Jacobs of East Moline says he doesn't think that's a good idea.
Look, this is America, and if we impeach the governor, why should the governor not be allowed to hold office again, especially if he goes to a criminal trial and is cleared?
But before any of that happens, the closing arguments could take about 3 hours. I'm Todd Fuhrer.
Chapin Rose says he's been so focused on his role as a witness in the governor's impeachment trial that he's had little time to focus on the rest of the proceedings. But the Republican lawmaker from Mahomet says he's not surprised that a number of his House colleagues were removed from the original witness list of 13. Rose notes his role was to summarize the testimony from two men who discussed their relationships with the governor as part of plea agreements. Rose says he received a call from impeachment prosecutor David Ellis, who believed Rose had studied his material well and knew he worked as a prosecutor. Rose says to have other House members discuss the same issues would have been unnecessary.
I do know that there was some suggestion that the Senate didn't want to hear redundant, that they did not want to have redundant testimony and redundancy. And so I think that that was why they decided to cut some of the people, because once Mr. Kane, the FBI agent, once it was determined he would be available to testify, then that basically made a whole lot of the presentations redundant.
Those men that Rose reviewed the testimony of are Ali Atta, who got a high-paying state job after contributing to Blagojevich's campaign fund, and former Democratic National Committee Finance Chairman Joseph Carey, who says the governor offered him state business if he helped the governor raise money at a national level. Rose says the impeachment trial appears to have been a thorough process. Secretary of State Jesse White is crediting Illinois' tougher teen driving laws for a drop in the number of teens who died in car wrecks. According to White, the number of teen driving fatalities totaled 92 last year, down from 155 in 2007. In a statement yesterday, White said a law which mandates that teens spend more time behind the wheel with parents before they're allowed to drive alone is working as intended. The law, which went into effect last year, was sparked in part by 15 teen driving fatalities in Tazewell County in 2005. That year, there were 179 teens between the ages of 16 and 19 killed in traffic accidents. In 2006, there were 151 teen driving fatalities. The 4 inches of snow that fell on Champaign-Urbana this week is mild compared to the snow farther south, like the 10 inches that fell in Shelbyville. But it's still enough to keep the snowplows busy. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports on snow clearing efforts in Champaign.
Champaign City engineer Roland White says they could be done pushing snow off of city streets, even the cul-de-sacs, by the end of today. He says a crew of 16 snowplow operators have been on the job since yesterday. White says yesterday's weather helped. Sunshine and temperatures in the teens were enough to activate road salt and melt the remaining snow on plowed primary streets right down to the pavement. As for Champaign's secondary streets, most of them are not getting salt this year, a change in practice due to a sharp rise in road salt prices. But White contends the change has not caused many problems.
Well, it's been working fairly well. It's important to remember that we are salting the streets if it's an icing event. So it's only the snow where we're reducing the salt on the secondary streets.
And even if Champaign was ready to spend money on more road salt, White says all of Illinois ran out of salt about this time last year, so a ready supply is not guaranteed. He says the city does respond to individual complaints about trouble spots. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. The Senate impeachment trial of Governor Rod Blagojevich is coming to a close. After only 3 days, the prosecution yesterday finished calling all its witnesses. But before it's over, the trial will take a dramatic turn with the appearance this afternoon of the governor himself. Amanda Vinicky has more.
After spending the first couple of days this week trashing the Senate trial all over national TV, Governor Rod Blagojevich has apparently changed his thinking. Blagojevich had said that he and his attorneys were going to boycott the trial because the rules are unfair. The governor had ignored all filing deadlines, did not call any witnesses, and wasn't present at the trial to make any objections. Then, just before the last of the prosecution's witnesses took the stand, Senate President John Cullerton announced that Blagojevich was asking for the opportunity to make a closing statement.
I've been informed that the governor would like to come here tomorrow and ask leave of us to file an appearance.
Blagojevich, a licensed lawyer, will represent himself. According to the Senate rules, he will have the floor for up to an hour and a half. It may be the last time Blagojevich speaks in public as the governor of Illinois. A Blagojevich spokesman says he has no idea what the governor will say, although he doubts Blagojevich will resign. Still, senators are speculating. Palatine Republican Matt Murphy says there's a chance Blagojevich will quit.
There's a lot of people that he doesn't like in that Senate that I think he might want to deprive the opportunity of voting him out of office.
Whatever the governor says, Mike Jacobs, a Democratic senator from the Quad Cities, says he's glad Blagojevich is coming.
I understand what the governor's doing. You know, he doesn't want to put himself in legal jeopardy, but it is good that he's going to come here. So far, we've heard a lot of accusations. We've not heard any defense. So I think it's only right that the governor comes here and lays out what he believes to be the truth.
Others, like Elmhurst Republican Dan Cronin, say it's cowardly and weak. That's because there will be no opportunity for senators to ask the governor questions. Cronin says Blagojevich has always been about show and not policy. He says Blagojevich's coming to the Senate with a prepared speech is just another selfish, self-aggrandizing moment.
I think he's annoyed so many people over the years, and the amount of damage that he's caused over the last 6 years is just almost incalculable, untold. And I think for him to come here and sort of flippantly march into our chamber and to give his, I think it may, he may look A, pathetic, or B, he may offend and insult people.
Cronin says he will listen, but he doesn't think it will make much of a difference in the trial's outcome. He says it's too little, too late. By the time Blagojevich makes his remarks, the prosecution will already have given its closing argument. The House attorneys will have another half hour to make a rebuttal, and that will put an end to the meat of the trial. But not the end itself. Senators could meet privately before going into open deliberations. Then each senator will be given 5 minutes to make remarks before casting his or her vote, a process which could take nearly 5 hours if each senator uses their allotted time. 40 of the Senate's 59 members will have to vote yes in order for Blagojevich to be removed from office. Senate Republican leader Christine Rodogno of Lamont seems confident that's what's going to happen.
How's he traveling down here tomorrow? Is he flying?
I know, but I hope he's right home because I don't think he'll have the state police to take him.
A joke referencing that if he's removed, Blagojevich will no longer be able to take advantage of the job's perks. If Rodogno is right and the Senate does vote him out of office, the chamber will likely take a second vote, this time to decide if Blagojevich should be banned from holding any elected office in Illinois ever again. Should Blagojevich's more than six-year tenure as governor come to that abrupt end, the line of succession gives the position to Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn. Quinn's office says he will be in Springfield this morning and that he'll stay in the capital city until the Senate's finished voting. He'll be poised, if needed, to take over as governor of Illinois. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the forecast for the area, mostly cloudy skies today, the high around 25. Cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of snow, the low around 12. Partly sunny Friday with scattered flurries in the morning, the high around 19. Partly cloudy Friday night, the low around 8. Mostly sunny on Saturday, the high around 32. Partly cloudy Saturday evening, the low around 22. Mostly cloudy Sunday and Sunday evening with highs around 35, lows in the lower 20s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, January 29th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.